Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You know, that made a lot of headlines when he said it on the broadcast on Sunday and him kind of explaining it to us again. I do think it was interesting that there was a lot of, see, they're not sabotaging him. Not from Ross, but from kind of the reaction. And it's like, why are we still clinging to that part of the conversation? That it was an extreme amount of people that it wasn't about whether they were sabotaging with Shador. It's about whether they're giving him a fair chance to be part of what they're trying to do this year.
Yeah, I mean, because that's an investment in Shador, so I think that's nice, but it's not like the craziest investment. If at the end of this, them spending 8 to 10 reps outside of practice, mind you, on Shador, that isn't something that they are like they can really wax poetic about later and be like, we really did everything in our power.
I mean, I think it's interesting. We didn't really get into it because it was game week and it was kind of lost in the shuffle there. But like, it's interesting to watch the Browns play this game on two fronts. On one hand, they set everybody's expectation as low as you could by putting the report out there with Diana Rossini going into the Bengals game. Mm-hmm. Hey, he's not playing this year, which is the kind of thing you say going into week one. But it's not a promise you can make across a full season, knowing where this season could go.
Right. It also contradicts what the owner had said, too, by the way.
But it has its purpose for why that was out there, and it makes sense. And then you're also out here telling everyone, well, hey, don't worry. I mean, we got time for Shador, too. It's a little bit of have your cake and eat it, too. And I think some of it might be that they understand that there's a hornet's nest there with Shador. The reality is, like, nothing has stopped me from thinking, not only am I going to see Dylan Gabriel this year, but at some point I'm going to see Shador. But how they roll out these two guys and when they...
Oh, you see, I'm not as sold on that at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I'm not as sold.
Have you given up hope?
A little bit, yes. And the idea that we're going to see Shador this year, yeah. I feel like it's going to be Dylan Gabriel. And I think in their mind, they think it's going to be Gabriel. And that's just until the end of the season.
No, I agree with you on that. That's what they think. And I know football, though.
Well, and we know that a lot can happen, and we know that once the losing starts, it just keeps going. And I think in that instance, I almost look at them with Shador as if they're saving him, and they will continue to save him for some sort of, hey, maybe, just maybe, next year he's the break glass in case of emergency. I don't know. They've given me no impression to think that Shador's in the cards for them this year.
I'm just looking at it from... I think I'm more convinced now you're a 3-14 team. I said 4-13. I'm not going to downgrade it. I didn't talk to any special Browns quarterbacks. I didn't talk to Cody Kessler yet.
Yes.
So I'm not going to downgrade my opinion. But I think they are a 4-13 team, and I think you might even be lucky to get there if you can't pull the nose up on this thing. And when you factor that in, like, I don't know. Maybe Kevin Stefanski has no plans of starting Shador. That could be a real problem for him late in the season. If he's like, well, we've seen 10 weeks of Dylan Gabriel and I need to see three more. Well, that's when maybe Big Jim there decides to step in and make some sort of executive decision.
And that's
decision.
What I'm hoping. I'm hoping beyond hope that that's what Jimmy Haslam then steps in and is like, well, all right, we got to see the other rookie then.
Oh, see,
but I could just as easily see Stefanski say, all right, it's Bailey Zappi time now.
See, what I need it to be Kevin's decision.
I don't think it's going to be.
I need Kevin to show me that he can evolve in the pressure of what could be. I'm not giving up yet. I'm not going to be a naysayer about this. I'm not going to, like, Sunday's game pissed me off because it was non-competitive. Not just, like, I've dealt with losing before. I haven't forgotten what that's like in you know, looking for silver linings. I'm not going to, the sky's not on fire yet, as long as you keep it competitive. But I need Kevin to show me that he can pivot in season without using it to buy him security, without you know, being forced to do it. Because I think that's, I think Kevin's camp, and I'm going to say his agent has done a good job of getting us out there. Maybe Kevin has as well. They've done a good job of hiding behind the perceived dysfunction with everybody else, which has allowed Kevin to go untethered and untouched from any criticism. The decision on Dylan and how soon they play him, that's going to have a big bearing on whether I truly expect at some point to see Shador. I have a feeling we're like 2 weeks away, if that, from seeing Dylan. And if that's true,
I mean, I hope you're right.
If you're on 3-14 trajectory, week 12, week 13, week 14, and you just go, yeah, the kid's not ready. It's like, well, it's apparent you're still losing a lot of games. Maybe Dylan Gabriel wasn't ready.
Well, and it'll remain true, too, at that point, if they're even thinking about Shador, that I want to see what these rookies can do. And having Shador play is much better than having Bailey Zappe play. But I just, they've given me no reason to believe that they're going to, at any point this season, go to Shador.
I think that is where you know, listen, we don't have, as media, we don't have the ultimate end-all, be-all kind of power to do things. But do the fan base in this town have an influence on that team? Yes, they've shown you multiple times that they pay very much attention to what fans are thinking. At points, it's been to their own detriment. Have they maybe, even if they haven't directly done it, have they in some way shown you that they pay attention to what the media says and what the temperature is out there? 100%. And this is where I do think, like...
Well, I think it's in their best interest, by the way, to play Shador. I think it could be a saving grace of sorts. They've given me no reason to think that he's nothing more than something they'll consider in year two, but not year one.
But I think that's why. I think that's where this thing matters. I think if you're 10 games into Dylan Gabriel and you're 1-9, okay. Yeah, we can see more of that the next year. You're going to need to see more of Shador this year. And we're going to play the Emery Hunt stuff coming up, but that's a part of it. Like, if you go through this season and you're 3-14, 4-13, maybe even 5-12, which feels real rosy at this point, if you are that and you don't play both quarterbacks, it's foolish. It's not, wow, we're protecting the kid. It's not, he wasn't ready. It's not, wow, we weren't sold on him. No, it's foolish. I watched you play DTR 3 years into that dude sucking in the NFL so you could make the definitive end-all, be-all, does he suck? Play. I don't need those games last year.
No disagreement for me on that. I mean, I'd love to see Shador out there. I'm kind of like beaten down when it comes to the, will the Browns take care of Shador and do this in any sort of way that I think they should. And I just, at every turn, they just don't. By the way, little update on this one. The injury report today had Joel Bitonio missing practice. And earlier today, I think a lot of people thought it was just a Veterans Day off. Mm-hmm. The injury report says it's with a back injury.
All right. So, Tevin Jenkins, you might, or Zach Zinter, you might be next man up there. 216-474-0092. I guess we'll start here. Are you starting to have curiosity about the other quarterbacks and an entirely new reason for the Browns fans and to all Browns fans to sound the alarm? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.